I want to talk about the people factor.
Sure.
You know, what have you know, there are challenges on a leader to manage fear among, you know, in your network, among your team,
yep.
build morale and build motivation. So yep. what tips would you give? What have you learned? What experience would you like to share that would be of value?
That's always a difficult one. I think balance is really important, but the most important thing is authenticity. I think vulnerability. I mean, you know, real vulnerability in its real meaning, not, you know, weakness in the way that, you know, people have misinterpreted vulnerability, but to show vulnerability, to be authentic and be honest, I think is the first most important thing. And then after that, it's a balance between, you know, being focused and being driven, and also at the same time, you know, showing a level of calmness and allowing people to think and then be confident. And I think that the final thing is, in an objective sense, in a strategic sense, is to always make sure that you have a plan. I think in these times, you know, the team, the business needs to know that we know what we're doing. And so kind of at any moment in time, we need to be sure that we know what the future will hold and what we'll do to anticipate, you know, future clients' needs. So I think, you know, always kind of having that, you know, future in mind, I think is a really important and the most fundamental factor in making people feel confident, knowing that we know what we're doing and we have a plan.
Right. Okay, thank you. So there's a combination there. It's about the human factor, yep. authenticity, you're honest in your communications, you know, vulnerable. Yeah, you're right, vulnerable doesn't mean weak, but it's you're human.
Yep.
All right, and you're human. And then it's about having people see that there's a way forward, there's a clear direction forward. Yep. Right? So you're balancing the two.
Yeah. Yep.
Are there any other points on that you were going to say?
The only final one, I think, George, is to get rid of ego. I think, you know, in life at any time, you know, ego is the biggest obstacle to being authentic and to doing a good job. Now more than ever, I think it's more important to think about, you know, the team and have an internal center of locus, I think, just to you know, to push ego out of the way for as much as possible.
Yeah, so I actually, you know, one of the things about ego is it's just about being willing to say, well, maybe I was wrong, you know,
yeah.
this afternoon.
Yep.
After I was on a phone call, I said, I misled, could you tell the team I misled them, you know,
yep.
my apologies. So that's, you know, that's that reality, you know, it makes people see that you're a real human being, you know.
Yep.
Yeah. Last question, which is, this is the world first, Jim, I haven't asked this of any other leaders. What are the skills that what are the learnings that you've taken, that you've had during this time, that you will take forward in the post-COVID period?
So I guess that would be almost a summary question. So the first thing is that the level of our excellence has improved. But, you know, again, we've had to up our game. So I think if we can prolong that, if we can find a way to improve our effectiveness in the way that we work without the burning platform, if we can either artificially or somehow, you know, motivate ourselves so that we can maintain this level of brilliance, I think that would be, it's the nirvana. That's the, you know, now that we've achieved it, now that we know what, you know, this level of output, activity, thoughtfulness, empathy, what all of these things have forced us to do, if we could maintain that somehow, I think that would be the panacea. But apart from that, you know, the learning is that we need to be quicker and more agile. We've shown that we can do it. We can make decisions more quickly. We can be more autonomous. We've got a greater amount of relatedness. Our competencies improved. And so, again, without trying my best not to be technical, but the three things that all of us need to be happy in our work are autonomy. So that's the sense that, you know, we're able to make decisions and, you know, we can understand our boundaries. Relatedness, so you know, how we communicate and relate on a social level to the team that we have. And competency, to, you know, the extent that we feel that we are able to do our jobs really well. This crisis has really shown that, you know, ARC, the three things, have really reached a peak. So if we could bottle this, and if I could somehow find a formula for me and for the team to maintain this level of autonomy, you know, relatedness and competence, I think we'd hit the jackpot. And we need to be quicker, we need to be more agile, and we need to allow ourselves to make decisions more quickly and you know, not be so afraid of the consequences.
Yeah, thank you. It's one of the things that I'm finding with my team is the faster decisions mean head into the unknown and be prepared for the unknown and let the market tell us. Yeah. Perhaps in the old days we'd said, oh look, we better plan this out, better test it out, but now get it out there, let the market tell us. So for me, perhaps there's a higher level of courage to make those decisions. Would you agree?
Yeah, it's a great word. Yeah, definitely. We need to be more courageous.
Okay.
Yeah.